In India's cities, people are becoming aware that the air is unhealthy to breathe. Environmentalists see an opportunity there to transform a conversation about pollution into a popular movement on climate change. My colleague Ari Shapiro has that story to wrap up his week of reporting from New Delhi.
This is an unusual scene in an upscale neighborhood. There's art on the walls and plants flowering in colorful pots. It's a fancy living room that is right now serving as a waiting room. The patients are maids, security guards, construction workers, people who earn at most a few dollars a day sitting on elegant furniture. This is the home of Dr. Geeta Prakash. She's at her dining room table with a stethoscope pressed to a pregnant woman's chest.
It's almost like a charitable clinic, but I do charge them a little bit because I find if I don't, then they don't respect you for what you're giving them.
She's been doing this for 30 years, six nights a week, in the evenings after she finishes her rounds at the hospital. And over the decades, the kinds of problems she treats have changed.
You know, there's a lot more of coughs and colds and allergies and asthmas, which were not so prevalent earlier.
New Delhi has some of the most polluted air in the world, and a lot of patients at this clinic spend all day outdoors. Like this man, restaurant delivery man Dilip Kumar Chaudhary. He's brought his feverish son in for treatment. I asked the father what it feels like inhaling fumes in traffic day after day.
I feel very strange. I feel very stressed. My whole body sweats a lot. I feel very tired.
Dr. Prakash treated the son, but she's worried about the father too.
I know that he'll be back in 2 days with his cough. The problem is that he'll probably have infected his son by then.
As a doctor, what do you do?
I pray.
On the other side of New Delhi, at an upscale shopping mall, everyone is talking about the air problem. This is a rally for the campaign Help Delhi Breathe. There's a stage with bands and kiosks where people sell clean air accessories, like Kuldeep Singh with his high fashion Vogue masks.
We have vegan leather mask also for the bikers.
Vegan leather masks?
Yeah, for the bikers.
For the bikers who are also vegans.
Yeah.
The organizer of Help Delhi Breathe is Richa Upadhyay. In a way, she says Delhi's filthy air is an opportunity to talk about something more abstract, climate change.
It's a concept. It's not a reality for a lot of people. But air pollution, it's a reality because it's now affecting your kids, and you know, you can feel how it affects you, and it's a very tangible thing that people have in their minds and can experience.
India is the largest democracy in the world. Environmentalists, like the people behind Help Delhi Breathe, hope that public pressure will push the government towards clean energy policies. These days, lots of Indian people get daily air quality readings from a monitor at the U.S. Embassy. Their daily ratings are published in the papers, and there are apps to track it.
So here's a big sign that says air quality monitor.
In this city, they feel pretty good about a day when the reading is below 50 micrograms per cubic meter. The day Liam Fitzgerald showed me the embassy monitor, the number was over 100. The chart tops out at 500.
Oh, we've hit over 500 on this.
What does the air feel like on days like that?
Chunky.
In the filtered, cooled air of the U.S. Embassy, Ambassador Richard Verma told me he thinks public sentiment may help push India to take the lead on clean energy and climate change.
There's no other country on the planet that has set the kind of renewable targets and goals that India has. So I think the way to get there is a challenge, but India, I think, is really going to be a trailblazer in this whole area.
People here know that a failure to do that would be catastrophic. Next week, we'll visit a part of India where people are already suffering from the impacts of climate change. The largest mangrove forest in the world, where thousands of people are leaving sinking islands that are being swallowed up by the sea.